This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Christine Rice doesn't avoid the tough subjects in her novel, Swarm Theory. Set in a small city in Michigan that's modeled after her own hometown Flint, Rice's characters cope with teenage angst, failed marriages, AIDS, suicide, rape, and more. It is a swarm of activity and vivid characters who will haunt you long after reading the book. Rice reads an excerpt from Swarm Theory.
That summer, everyone's tongue clicked with the news. Catherine Godrich, Caroline's mother, had come home. During her 8-year absence, the adult's head-turned whispering kept us rapt and inquisitive. Especially clever or lucky children heard her name associated with heroin and addicted and men. Perhaps because of her great beauty, the rest of us let her legend spin, glittering and sharp, to prick our imaginations and fill the empty corners of our uneventful lives. She'd become one of the Flying Willendas. She danced with the Rockettes. She performed on Broadway. Undercutting the life we'd carefully constructed for her were the darker facts, the ones we tried to tamp down, the time she'd been arrested, the time she'd shown up at our preschool singing me and Bobby McGee in nothing but a bikini and red cowboy boots, the rumor that a social worker held Caroline's hand as a police officer escorted Catherine out of Mr. Godrich's house.
You know, Chris, your book is what we call novel and stories, and I realize that's not a new format, not at all, but I seem to be coming across it more often these days. I wonder if in your profession, because you teach writing as well, you're seeing it more often, and I wonder, too, why you chose that format, or did it choose you?
It definitely chose me, but I have been seeing a lot more of it, and my first experience with this type of approach was with Louise Erdrich's Love Medicine. And I love that book so much for her kind of bravery and experimentation and that the risks she took in that book. And it's funny because I then read Winesburg, Ohio, actually a few years after I read Love Medicine. And of course, Winesburg, Ohio is pretty much the kind of the granddaddy of novel and stories. And so I think it's really interesting now that a novel can also be seen in different ways, that kind of that it's not such a rigid form and that more people are taking chances with the novel and stories. And it could be too that there's this love, so many writers love the short story format, that it's a good way to blend the two forms, too.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I asked Christine Rice about similarities between her work and Bonnie Jo Campbell's. You've both written about women and violence and the difficult topic of rape in literature. Talk about that a little bit. I do see some similarities there in both of you.
Yeah, her Mothers Tell Your Daughters is beautiful, and Once Upon a River, she's just an amazing writer.
You've taken on some of those, like I said, the similar topics, though.
Yeah.
That something that you set out to address? Because there's probably not enough women writers who have delved into that, and I think you've both been very successful at it.
Yeah, that's a really interesting question, and it's difficult because it really, yes, you're right, it has not been written about very often. And there's this sort of great canyon of experience in women's lives that hasn't even been touched. And I'm thinking about Bonnie Jo Campbell's book. I'm thinking about Desiree Cooper's book, Know the Mother.
Another beautiful book, yeah.
Amazing. And I think that it's been a topic that publishers have shied away from because It is so difficult. It is something that up until really the last 5 or 10 years, we didn't even have words to describe certain actions. I mean, child abuse, if a child is raped, that's not abuse, that's rape. And also legal systems didn't acknowledge a lot of things, and women were blamed. And certainly there are instances where, I mean, there's no good time, there's no good reason where a man or woman is sexually exploited, man, woman, child. And so I think that there's actually now just words to describe these things. There's also people talking about it online, and people are connecting and saying, you know, this is wrong, enough is enough, let's start talking about it and educating people so that these things aren't pushed into corners and continue to happen. Of course, it's always going to continue to happen, but if people are educated and aware, then maybe we can make some movement there. But yeah, it's definitely a difficult topic. And I think that a big part of my writing about it is going there, like being able to say, look, these things happen, and I'm not going to just sugarcoat it. I'm going to write the scene. And a lot of publishers didn't, when I would send it to agents, they didn't really like that theme. So it can be more difficult, I think, sometimes to sell too.
Unfortunately, that doesn't surprise me to hear you say that, but that's a shame. Words are very powerful. Mm-hmm. And I think literature in that sense can probably lead the way to awareness and bringing things to the surface where we can talk about them. Mm-hmm. So thank you to both you and Bonnie Jo Campbell on that. So I read somewhere also, which it just charmed me, that when your book was ready, you actually slept with it on the pillow next to you. I just love that.
I did. I was in Los Angeles for the Associated Writing Programs conference, and my publisher is from Portland, and so his name is Greg Girding, and Eve Connell, who's the managing editor, they kind of wanted to keep it until we saw each other. And so it was very exciting to open the box up and see it. And then that night we were all sharing. It was so funny. We were all sharing an Airbnb. There were five of us. And so I did actually have my own bed, but I did have it right next to me for the entire conference. And yeah, it stayed right next to me the whole time.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Christine Rice. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.